Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Indeed, Lord, it is your presence that makes us whole. It is your presence that makes us whole. Father, we just want to come into your presence this morning. Really, Lord, just to reason with you. Yes, we praise you. Yes, we lift you up. Yes, we acknowledge that indeed you are God. Yes, we will worship no other God but you. But namhlanje baba, you know, I just want to have a conversation with you. Lord, I just want to reason with you. I just want you to help me understand how you move, how you do things sometimes. You know, Lord, there is nothing that we can do outside of what you have already done. And so even the times when we are happy and we are obeying you and we are doing things according to your expectations, it's because you've allowed it. So even the times, Lord, when we fall short of your glory, it is because our weakness has taken over. We were never strong in the first place. And I just want to ask you one question, Lord. Where are you in those times when your people suffer? Where are you, Lord, when we go through disappointment? Where are you when we are in pain? And why is it that you will be silent sometimes? What part of us do you expect to be helped when you don't answer prayer, Lord? Why is it then that you come back and you want to rebuke those who turn away, Lord, those who go and worship other gods? Ufuna bathini bawo? Ufuna bathini somandla? You know, my heart is just so sore this morning, Lord. It is painful, Father, and I don't know how to stand in your presence and not be real with you. I don't know how to stand in your presence, Lord, and pretend as if I want to worship you. At this moment, I don't even feel like worshiping you, Lord, because I don't understand. Why do you take pleasure in hurting your people? Why, Lord? Why? I don't understand. Lord, if you could maybe just answer somebody this morning, if you could make it clear to someone, that would be sufficient this morning, Lord. That would be really sufficient. Father, I need you to know that we hurt sometimes and not all of us are able to stand, Father. Not all of us have a history with you. Some of us, mighty God, see how you shut doors, how you say no unnecessarily, and we become so dejected. We turn away, Lord God Almighty, and we want nothing to do with Christianity. Why does it make you happy to see your people so unstable, mighty God? Some of us, we are sitting in relationships that we ought not to be sitting in because, Lord, you are not opening the door for marriage. Some of us have gone and we've gotten children out of wedlock because you are not opening a simple thing, Lord, a simple thing. Some of us, Lord God Almighty, have gotten into ungodly means of making money because you are not opening doors for employment. Lord, I don't understand. I really don't understand this morning. I just don't understand, Lord. Can you just please make it right? I'm begging you this morning. Can you please just make it right, Lord? Some of us, Lord God Almighty, we have gotten into situations that we never wanted to get into because we have been rejected so many times. Some of us, Lord God Almighty, in our families, we've been rejected so many times. We've had to ask for forgiveness for things we don't even know. And you are standing by and you are watching, Lord. I don't understand this morning. And I just want to ask you to go and to show up in another way that is going to make us understand the kind of God you are. because Ansa understand Somandla Lelinjani Fangeli El Somandla Lelinjani Fangeli Chikowetu that has no hope. What kind of gospel is this, Lord God, where people are crying every day, different situations? Some of us are begging you for health this morning. Health, Lord, health, health, Tikoetu. We have buried people we love because you chose not to make them whole. You chose not to heal them, Lord Njani.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Oh Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to the end, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." For you, 1,000 years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear. They are like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by evening it is dry and withered. We wither beneath your anger. We are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our sins before you. Our secret sins, you see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath, ending our years with a groan. 70 years are given to us. Some even live to 80. But even the best years are filled with trouble. Soon they disappear and we fly away. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us, Lord, this morning to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in your wisdom. And so, Father, we just want to just continue thanking you, Lord. We want to thank you that we know that we are given, Father, the permission to come boldly before the throne of God, to receive mercy in our time of need. Lord, I'm bringing supplications this morning because my heart is just so broken, Father, as I see, I hear, I observe. And sometimes even in my own life, Lord, as I look at some of the things that are happening, Father, it's very difficult to understand. What kind of prayer, Lord, would you want us to pray? And Father, I just want to ask you this morning, is the prayer of the few that are sincere before you, is that not enough, Lord, to save a generation? Why is it that you allow our kids to be swept away like dust, Somandla? Why, Lord, do you allow for our fathers, Lord God Almighty, to be emasculated and turned into nothing? Lord, why, Somandla, do you allow our sons to fill up the jails and give employment to correctional services? Why, Lord? Why, Somandla? Why this morning, Lord? Why? Why, Lord? Lord, we know that you are just. This is the thing. We know that you are a just God. We know, Somandla, that you forgive iniquity. And I just want to ask this morning, Lord, will you not hear the prayers of the few that are sincere before you as they pray, Lord God Almighty, on behalf of the people, on behalf of the nations. Father, when I observe just our generation, Lord God Almighty, we no longer have mothers, as we have broken women who are struggling through their own brokenness, trying to mother, but they are failing, Lord, and they are raising a broken, wounded, oh my God, this morning, kuteni so mandla. Kuteni bawo. Kuteni somandla. I'm really just begging you this morning, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy this morning. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, on those who are sick in the body this morning, who have never bowed down before an idol. Lord, do you not know that there is a congregation of those, Lord God, who have never bowed down before an idol this morning, of those, my Father, who still refuse to bow down before any other God? Will you not hear their prayers this morning? Will you still subject them to pain and suffering, my Father? Lord, this morning I'm just praying, Father, and just supplicating on behalf of the pain of the nation. We are a pained people. We are a disappointed people. And Lord, we have no other place to go except your presence. We have no other place to go except your presence, Lord, where we can have our strength renewed. Lord, if the words of our mouth are unpleasing before you, we already repent. We don't know where else to go. We have no other God, Somandla, where we can cry. And we are just asking this morning, hear the cry, Lord God, of your people. You are revealing to me that there are cries, Tikoweto, that have reached your ears this morning. And you desire that it be known, mighty God, that you are pained with the pain of your people this morning. There are disappointments, mighty God, simple disappointments that really break your heart, Tikoweto. And so this morning we are asking, turn the leaf, Lord. We are begging you, turn the leaf. We are tired, Lord God, of seeing Christians fall by the wayside because they are disappointment. Lord, not everybody is strengthened with the ability, Lord God, to withstand pain. Lord, it is the circumstances of their lives that have caused their threshold for pain to be so low. Lord, you know them. You created them. You created them. This morning, Father, we are just begging for your mercy, Lord. Begging for your mercy this morning. We are begging for your mercy for abefundisi tikoweto. They have cried tears, Lord God Almighty, in secret, mighty Father, because they are asking themselves a simple question. What kind of service do you desire from me, Lord, in order for you to be pleasing, to show me some kind of answer? And this morning, I'm just asking you, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord God Almighty, redeem and heal, deliver and answer prayer in Jesus' mighty name.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Thank God for struggle. Where you had to thank him for confusion and to even thank him for your pain. See, I know it's really easy to get caught up thanking him for the blessings, but what about the struggle and the things that make you cry? Now, how do we allow our gratitude to extend to the things that cause us pain? To trust that we can be thankful even when we're hurting. That the broken can be thankful too, that we don't have to have all the answers, but that we can thank him anyway. That's what it means to live in his presence. That we can live in such a way that we don't have to sell out God's plan for our emotions. When everything that comes out of our mouth is a reflection of gratitude, that's when people don't seem to understand how we could have joy in the midst of our trials. That's when we say thank you, when we don't have to have all the answers, and I don't know that I'm even going to get the job, and I don't know that the relationship is ever going to be what it was supposed to be, but I can say thank you anyway, because I know that there's a lesson in there. And even when I don't understand the lesson, I'm trusting the teacher that on the other side of this, I'm going to be better. And so I'm thanking you in advance. Have you ever had to thank him on credit? I don't really have it like I want to have it. I don't really have the praise the way I want to have the praise. But because I've come into this atmosphere and I'm surrounded by all of this gratitude and all of these representations of God's grace, I know that maybe if they can say thank you, that I can say thank you too. That I don't know what it took to get up on this stage or to come into this building for each and every one of you, but I can trust that you've had to have some level of struggle. That life has brought you to your knees in some type of way. And when you're down to your knees and your soul is crying out and the tears won't stop flowing, can you say thank you anyway? Can you say thank you anyway? You see, I believe we're coming to a place in our community where we don't have all the answers. And we're having to be okay with not having the answers. And not just in our community, I mean in our own lives, in our own relationships, in our own jobs, that we have all of these question marks. And we're wondering if things are going to work out the way we see them in our heads. Are things ever going to return to a place where I can have joy again? Where I can have peace and happiness again? And I'm telling you, I don't know when things are going to turn around for you. I'm very sorry. My prophetic signal is a little bit down today. I don't know exactly when you're going to come out of your storm, but I know that it will begin the moment you say thank you for the rain. When you say thank you for the endurance that is being built up on the inside of me, that my faith is being made stronger in the midst of my desperation and my disappointments, that I don't have it all together, but I know who's holding me together. So when I say, wrap me in your arms, it means I won't wrestle anymore. It means that I'm not going to be my enemy anymore. You see, the incredible thing about asking God to wrap you in his arms is that there comes a point when even you're holding a baby where they start to recognize their own limbs and their own will and that they don't have to be held anymore. And so when we surrender and say, wrap me in your arms, it means that I'm not going to fight the process. That I'm going to trust your arms around me. Even though I know I could have a plan and I could do this and I could do that, that ultimately I only want what comes through the gateway of your arms. And that is enough for me. And so we say thank you. Because at any moment we can stop fighting and decide to be held. At any moment we decide, we can no longer create these plans that we're counting so much on our plans that we have forgotten our purpose. That we're no longer going to sell him out for the validation and approval that comes with the acceptance of this world. It might just be you and him in this season. It might just be you and him, and you have to find a way to be okay with that. You may be the only one that understands what's been sparked inside of you. And you can't need everyone's approval before you decide to ignite the flame that God is trying to spark in your life. Because when you hand that over, when you hand your flame over and say, please validate me. Please say that this is enough. Please grant me your approval and your validation. You give them the power to blow it out too. So if you need them so much that you forget about him, you're going to always be counting on people to give you something only God can give you. We don't need the accessories that come with being popular. We just need the faith that comes with being chosen. And the faith that comes with being chosen means that gratitude and your presence becomes my environment, not my feelings. I can no longer live within my feelings and what I feel like doing and who I feel like becoming and what you feel like accepting about me, because this is the year of authenticity. And that means that I don't necessarily need your approval to be authentic. I just need his hand on my life, his voice guiding me and leading me so that I can become not more of what you need me to be, but more of who he's called me to be. And I'm willing to go through whatever struggle. And baby, it's going to be a struggle. Because the whole world is trying to convince you to not be you. They're trying to convince you that they have figured out a way where you can move through life and avoid all pain and avoid all drama. If you just get this job and if you just get this relationship, then this won't happen and that won't happen. But the reality is it's going to happen anyway. So it's just a matter of what we're going to let that lesson teach us. In the midst of the whirlwind of life, that we can be anchored in the peace and gratitude that comes with serving the one who can calm the storm. And if he's allowing it to rage, there's a purpose in that too. But I can't afford to be shaken and moved and uprooted from my truth so that I can join your crisis. Because ultimately, I know that if he's called me to it, he's going to bring me through it. And he doesn't have to take a vote before he delivers me. He doesn't have to poll the audience before he decides whether or not he can use me. And because of that, I won't either. All I know that I will do is that I will humble myself in such a way that when he tells me to move, I can move without guilt from what I'm leaving behind. There is no achievement, no award, no accolade, no career, no relationship, no job more important than his voice. And anything that threatens to drown me from hearing that voice, I have to let go of. Because we've been called to walk on water. And we can't afford to let life pull us down in such a way that now we're depending on the life jacket that comes with approval. When we really just need the faith to believe that we can step over waves. That we don't have to drown anymore. And it's so scary because when you've drowned once before, it makes you more afraid of the water. But what if you learned your lesson? What if you don't have to live in the parameters of your insecurities any longer? What if you're strong enough to survive? Again. And again. And again and again and again. And what if each time you survive, you teach someone else that they can survive too? I guarantee you that there are eyes watching you, eyes that you would never even see. And they need us to survive. But if we don't decide that we're going to survive, not for them, but for him, then we're going to live a life dictated by opinions, requiring approval and validation, when ultimately all we need is to walk with God. So we're going to be held a bit tighter, and we're going to begin to know his ways, and we're going to understand his heart for us. It's never to see us in trouble, and it's never to see us in pain. It's to see us grow, and we are going to withstand the stretch that comes with growth. The confusion that comes with growth, and the new identity that comes with understanding that he is expanding our territory. Our comfort zone does not have to be our limits anymore. Is anyone willing to be uncomfortable for God? Is anyone willing to be uncomfortable for the cost of authenticity? Is anyone willing to be misunderstood? Is anyone willing to recognize that all we need is what God says in our lives? All we need is his direction. And that is more than enough than the world against us.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Good morning, Zelina. Yo, Allah, Ayanda, Inclusion, Ipuge, Kakulu, since yesterday, I'm asking myself the very same question, Louis Buzar and Mthanje. Neti Baba Gandhi, those wounds as a safari now. You know, I cried yesterday. It was my late mom's birthday. I cried the very first song we fagulumed anam Bekula Uma Mam until he passed on. I always ask myself, but why, especially Mina and Polly, we see so many things. Even before I sleep yesterday, I asked God, where are you? Why Sibuyela entwene zibu de? Yaze zibhlungu. Siyabuyela, siyabuyela. ngathi inkosi ngicela ukuthi usihile. We are broken, now it's becoming worse. Ngithe mangikhuluma nomunye wathi hayi, there is no God, because abelungu bebenza ukuthi nje kube noxolo. There is no such. Hey, kune confusing. Ngiyabonga mntanami ngoba uyibonile le confusion. Yes, sometimes you sit down and ask yourself, really, ngiyaphupha or ini? But sengithe ayanda, everything is well. Nkosi, phakathi kwezimo zonke ezibuhlungu nezimnandi, you are still our God. We are still going to hold on you, ngoba thina masingayeka wena, thina sikwaziyo senzele izinto, singashabalala. Thank you, Ayanda. But yo, I'm not okay. Bless you, my baby.
Amen, Bazalwane. Amen. This morning, you know, thank you so much for every single word of encouragement. Yeah. No, kahleko Bazalwane, namase kubuhlungu. And the important thing out of all our pains and struggles, and especially this morning, you know, I'm sitting and I'm asking myself, Lord, what type of manifestation is this? Please just make it clear and make me understand what kind of manifestation is this now, you know. And it's really important, Bazalwane, that especially those of us who have been walking with the Lord, that we be real about the journey. Sometimes we want to paint this picture, especially for these ones that are coming up, that everything is honky-dory. No, there are bitter tears that are cried. And sometimes these tears have to be cried in open and in public. And, you know, the depths of our heart have to be bared before the Lord to teach them that it is okay to be vulnerable with the Lord. And also, you know, for our own relief. I really did walk into the studio this morning saying, you know, if you had not planted your fear in me, I would not be doing this program today, because I don't know, like, what do you want me to say when I open my mouth? Like, what am I supposed to say? You know, and in his wisdom, I want to believe, my family, that the Lord allows for times of vulnerability and brokenness, exactly as I think Mom Jessica puts it, to say that we are not the first and we're probably not the last of this generation to go through painful things and to have to face God with serious disappointment, and yet he will still answer, my grace is sufficient for you and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So I really just want to thank you, Mam Khawkhele. Thank you, you know, for that heartfelt prayer on behalf of our children and on behalf of our daughters, you know, and on behalf of our sons. Thank you for that heartfelt prayer, Mam Pinky. Yes, Mama, I hear your heart. I hear your heart. Sometimes the other day I was talking to a brother, and I just want to say this so that everyone is encouraged to understand, it's not a sister or woman or mother thing, right? So I was talking to a brother of mine, and I had picked up that there was something not okay with him, you know. And his initial response was, no, I'm fine. I'm not good, nothing. And I'm like, hey, this one. Like, I understand who they are dealing with. Like, you know, some of us, our focus is laser, you know. And so eventually, after a conversation or two, you know, the truth came out. No, I was really not okay. This and that was happening. The point of this matter, Barcelona, is that let's please not assume that there is a gender attached to the feeling. You know, so we would do very well to be kind, really, to one another. Sisters, be kind to your brothers. Really, be kind to your brothers. Show them mercy, even when they falter. Show them mercy, because I've learned with all my heart that men don't know
how really, it's like they really don't know how to show vulnerability. And sometimes in the moment of weakness, they could act in a way that could be very hurtful whilst trying to cover up their own weakness and vulnerability. So let's show mercy, Bazalwane, to our brothers. Let's be kind to our sisters. I'm begging this morning. Really, the situation we are in, it needs for us to trust in the strength of the Lord and to truly rely in the sufficiency of His grace that is made abundantly available to us. And I just want to pray and say, Lord, we love You, Lord. And even when we cry before You, it is because we love You. Like Asiyaz Bamastini, you know, we have even stopped this thing of wanting to threaten You and say we are not going to be saved now. We are going to go and worship other gods. We don't want that. We genuinely don't want that. We love You, buddy. Yay! Kuba bhlungu babo. Kuba bhlungu. I'm not going to lie. Kuba bhlungu. Kube nzima. So man, umnqamlezo uyakwazi uba nzima. And yet You have given us, Lord God, the permission to come to You when we are weak and heavy laden. And so this morning, I want to thank You for allowing us that opportunity and for allowing us an opportunity to just bear our hearts before You, for allowing us, mighty God, an exchange of our burden for Yours. We thank You, our Heavenly Father, that You renew our strength. And we thank You this morning that You don't just renew strength, but You also renew hope. We thank You that as You renew hope, You give us fresh ideas, mighty Father, how to navigate the difficult situations and even how to withstand temptation. We thank You this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Bazalwane, on the other side of this, we are going to be catching up with Utatu Sandi Leswana. This morning, we are beginning Men's Month, okay? Can somebody just give Abu Baba Betu a hand of applause? Siyabathanda. And so as we navigate the issue of fatherlessness and the importance of fathers in our society, this morning we're going to be looking at how to empower fathers economically and what that element of father, the economic element of fatherhood actually means. And taking us there is our beautiful sister. Sister Nancy, I have a message for you. I've been looking for you all over. I have a message for you. There's a sister that would like to connect with you, and she's been sending us messages. Please, on the other side of our program today, let's definitely connect. And it's really good to see you all this morning, my family. Good morning. 23 minutes after 6 is your time.
Good morning, Sister Ayanda. Good morning, Radio Pulpit family. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we have to rejoice within it this morning. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Radio Pulpit, for your prayers. Mama is coming, okay? I just want to say thank you to the Lord. And all that I can say this morning is when we focus and we ask God, He will return with to us, never void. I just want to say this prayer, because when I'm weak and weary, I say this prayer of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen and amen. Love you, family of Radio Pulpit. Love you. Blessings for the week, Sister Ayanda, and the family of Radio Pulpit. Amen and amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.